Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment on Tefillas Kelim. A question that's extremely common when people need to tovel dishes is if they've gotten the dishes from someone who doesn't keep kosher, whether it be they buy used dishes from a non-Jew, whether it be they buy or receive used dishes from a Jew who bought it from a non-Jew, and maybe that Jew doesn't keep kosher, etc. So they need to do two things. They need to kasher the dishes. What we mean when we say kasher is purge any absorbed non-kosher taste within the dish, such as if you have like a pot or something of that sort, you need that's been used for non-kosher food and has cooked and been exposed to non-kosher food at high heat, you need to kasher it. You need to do something in order to eliminate that taste from the vessel. That might be putting it in boiling water. That might be exposing it to high heat. This is a separate discussion. But you need to kasher it, and you also need to tovel it, put it in the mikveh. Neither act covers the other need. So a common question is, in that type of situation, what's the order of operations? Which one is supposed to come first? So the general approach in halacha is that you should kasher it first. You should purge it of whatever absorbed taste first. It makes a lot of sense. We've explained that the idea of toveling the vessel in the mikvah is that since this vessel had a connection with use by non-Jews, we now want to purify it before being used by the Jew. So if there's a residual taste from, let's say, non-Jewish usage or non-kosher usage in the vessel, you first want to purge that absorption before you now put it in the mikveh and say, okay, we're ready to go. We've elevated it to a different plane. If you did it the other way around, if you toveled it in the mikveh and now want to kasher it, there are different opinions if after kashering you have to tovel it again. That's ask your local rabbi if it comes up. But the preferred way to do it certainly is to kasher it, to purge the absorption, and then put it in the mikveh. Another interesting topic that comes up is, can I tovel a kli on Shabbos? I bought some very nice serving dish. I bought it right before Shabbos, and the kelim mikveh is right down the block. So I didn't have a chance to tovel it before Shabbos. So is it okay? I'll Shabbos morning, you know, on my way home from shul, I'll just tovel the kli. Is that a problem? So the halacha is, one is not allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos. The reason is it's a rabbinic prohibition. There's a Torah prohibition on finishing the work needed for a vessel on Shabbos. So for example, a very common example actually is the screw for your glasses. It might be that that's not a Torah prohibition, but just for the basic concept, if someone's screw came out of one's glasses on Shabbos, whatever it is, there's a discussion about being able to temporarily put the screw back in, but to really screw it back in is probably, and firmly screw it back in, is probably a violation of Shabbos. Why? What melacha is there to turn a screw? The answer is because by having the screw in the glasses, I now have made the glasses fit for use. That is the Torah melacha. Again, it might not be a Torah violation in the case of the glasses, but the general concept is the Torah melacha of makeh bepatish, of doing an act which renders a vessel fit for use. The Rabbanan, the rabbis, were very concerned that if you were allowed to tovel, to immerse that dish on Shabbos, someone will look at that and say, well, you weren't allowed to use that dish until you toveled it. So now that you toveled it, you've made that dish fit for use. So obviously, there's no problem in general with making dishes fit for use, or fit, making any vessel fit for use on Shabbos. So they were worried that if you were allowed to tovel dishes on Shabbos, people would think you're allowed to do anything to render something fit for use on Shabbos. And therefore, it's just good to know there's a rabbinic prohibition on toveling new vessels on Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.